Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So whether or not you have a great Valentine's Day, today we have a video about loving and being loved. So let's take a look at today's sentence. This is why adulthood, when we first say we long for love, what we predominantly mean is that we want to be loved as we are once loved by a parent. We want a recreation in adulthood of what it feels like to be administered to and indulged. In a secret part of our minds, we picture someone who will understand our needs, bring us what we want, to be immensely patient and sympathetic to us, act selflessly, and make it all better. This is why adulthood, when we first say we long for love, what we predominantly mean is that we want to be loved as we are once loved by a parent. We want a recreation in adulthood of what it feels like to be administered to and indulged. In a secret part of our minds, we picture someone who will understand our needs, bring us what we want, to be immensely patient and sympathetic to us, act selflessly, and make it all better. 那我们首先来看的呢是 predominantly 呢指的是占优势的，那它跟 predominant 其实它是它的形容词，重音都是在 do 的地方，那 pre 是发 pre，do 是发 a，preda，preda， 那 mi 这边是发短音 predominantly 是占优势的。举例来说呢 ，cheetahs are actually pretty predominant when it comes to survival in the wildlife.Because not only do they have camouflage colors, but also they run extremely fast.
这个花豹呢，它在野外求生这方面其实是占有支配地位，也是占优势的。因为他们不但有这个利于他们躲藏的花纹呢，他们也跑得非常快。那它的一个另外一个原型形容词呢是 dominant 呢则是占优势的。那 predominant 跟 dominant 差别在哪里呢？我其实习惯呢把 dominant 翻成就是比较支配性的，或者是主要的。举例来说呢。
The Eastern society has long been a male-dominant culture.
这个东方的社会呢，一直以来都是男性占有支配地位的。那 predominant 它因为加了一个 pre， 所以你可以把它想成说它在这个之前呢就占有支配地位的。那也就是说它在这之前就占优势。所以就是这两个的差别，要记得分清楚。再我们要来看的是 recreation 的重音呢是在 a 的地方，那 re 呢是发短音 a recreation 呢指的是消遣啊或者是娱乐，那如果去掉 re 的话，单纯看 creation 则是创造的意思。
举例来说呢a creation of a masterpiece was never born overnight，
一个杰作呢要被创造出来啊绝对都不是一蹴可及的。再我们来看的是 administer 呢是管理的意思，重音在 mi 的地方， ni 呢是发短音 a， 那最前面的 a 也是发短音 a， 所以会念 administer 是管理的意思。
For example, it takes not only experience but also insight to administer such a large corporation.
要掌管一家大公司呢，不仅要有经验，还需要这个有洞察力。那它还有另外一个名词呢，是 administrator。administrator 呢，则是管理者的意思。
那我们可以说 he is the administrator of the entire IT department，
他是这个技术部门的管理者。再我们来看是 indulge 是沉迷于的意思，那我觉得这个字非常好用，你可以讲 I am indulging in Taylor Swift songs， 我沉迷于泰勒斯的歌，或者是 he is indulging in this video game， 他沉迷于这个电脑游戏，不管是心灵上的沉迷，或者是实际上花时间有点像是 addiction 的那种沉迷都可以用。那再我们来看是 sympathetic 呢指的是同情的， sympathetic 的 PA 呢是发短音 a 的音，重音在 THE 发微笑的嘴型 a， 所以是 sympathetic， 那它的名词原型呢是 sympathy， 这是同情心。那还有一个跟 sympathy 很像的字，可是意思不一样的是 empathy 呢是同理心，你有 empathy 的话是你可以同理一个人，可以就是有点像是换位，让跟别人设身处地的着想这样子。那你有同情心的话就是 when you're being sympathetic， 这是比较像是你觉得别人的处境好像蛮可怜的。那如果要讲一个人是很 pathetic， 则是指他有点可悲。他不只是可怜哦，可怜有时候我们会用比较溺爱的方式说 ，Oh, you poor thing， 真的是很可怜。可是如果讲到别人 pathetic， 通常都是非常负面的讲法，而且是指别人很可悲的意思。那这 pathetic 的重音呢是在 the 的地方，那 pa 呢是发短音额。举例来说呢？可能有人会下这样的评论，像是I think he's just being pathetic, begging for forgiveness now. 我认为呢，他现在才在哀求要被原谅，真的是非常可悲的一件事情。All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. This is why adulthood, when we first say we long for love, what we predominantly mean is that we want to be loved as we are once loved by a parent.We want a recreation in adulthood of what it feels like to be administered to and indulged. In a secret part of our minds, we picture someone who will understand our needs, bring us what we want, to be immensely patient and sympathetic to us, act selflessly, and make it all better. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!